The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy.
We have our moral compass broken. It is broken in large measure because of the left, whose moral compass is broken. And if you need more evidence, just look at the reporting on Israel. There is as clear a difference as you can get on how people perceive what is happening now at the Gaza-Israel border. The right wing in the United States, conservatives in the United States, think, what is Israel supposed to do? These people want to cross the border and murder every Jew they can find and eat their liver. This is a big part of the propaganda. You'll get to eat a Jew's liver. In fact, I will play for you NPR. Must, to their credit, NPR played the interview. They tried to get the guy to say something else, but he wouldn't. He wants to burn Jews. You got it? Do we have the time?
With casualties. Now, for all the suffering, some Palestinians have still been moving toward the border fence today. We're at one of the main protest sites. We've seen people moving in that direction. We've heard scattered gunshots, we presume, from Israeli forces. And we've also encountered Ahmed al-Bordani, who is 19 years old, and when we saw him, was holding a homemade white kite. Would you describe what that is?
This is a kite that's going to go to the Jews.
He said it's designed to float over the Israelis and catch
fire. Okay. Wait. I wanted to stop there. The Palestinians and the rest of the Muslim world always say the Jews. The West say Israel. Did you catch that there? He reinterpreted. It's like they used to translate Allahu Akbar as Allah is the greatest. Now it's God is the greatest. When I was at the Middle East Institute of Columbia University for my graduate work, along with the Russian Institute, those were two areas that I specialized in, I knew I was being fed nonsense. That's what Columbia brought me to God. You could see my, you could read my piece, How I Found God at Columbia. I was bathing in nonsense. Intelligent people were teaching me crap. That is the essence of the university when I was there, and it is worse today. One of the nonsense was that it was the Arab-Israeli dispute, and it was over land. Okay, they did not one day at the Middle East Institute of Columbia did a professor acknowledge the religious dimension. That, in fact, it is much more Arab-Israeli is a euphemism. The dispute is overwhelmingly Muslim-Jewish. But they were all secular, so they couldn't acknowledge the religious intensity of the rejection of a Jewish state. So this kid is 19, right? Born way late, way much later. Born practically in the 21st century. 1999. And this kid says, this is for the Jews.
This is a kite that's going to go to the Jews.
He said it's designed to float over the Israelis and catch fire.
Right. Now, why did the NPR guy change Jew to Israeli? You heard the actual interpretation, translation. Why did he change it? Because he can't deal, like all of the left, can't deal with reality. It's a childish world, the world of the left. Male-female differences bother them, so they deny them. Islamic Jewish or Islamic Christian differences bother them, so they deny them. Oh, it's not the Jews. No, 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 no. I'm going to restate. He doesn't even do it consciously.
This is a kite that's going to go to the Jews.
He said it's designed to float over the Israelis
right.
and catch fire.
Yes. Okay, go on.
This is a kite that's going to go to the Jews.
He said it's designed to float over the Israelis and catch fire. It was decorated with writing claiming Jerusalem for Palestinians and also with swastikas. What does this thing mean to you? Why do you put that on there?
The Jews go crazy for Hitler when they see it.
The Israelis know that people are flying kites with swastikas. They know this. And they use it to discredit you, to say this shows you're bad people. What do you think about that?
Now, wait. Do you understand what's happening? It may not be clear. That's the NPR guy who is distraught that the Palestinians don't look good in this particular matter. They're brazenly portraying themselves as swastika bearers. So this bothers the guy whose narrative is the Israelis are the bad guys. But even NPR can't handle the fact that swastikas are celebrated.
The Jews.
So wait. So he says to him, you know, you look bad. So he's trying to help the guy out. Do you understand what is happening in 90 seconds? This is the fake media. And switches Jew to Israeli.
The Jews go crazy for Hitler when they see it.
The Israelis know that people are flying kites with swastikas. They know this. And they use it to discredit you.
The Israelis use it to discredit you. So give us a defense. It sounds bad. All right, we'll get the response. Is this astonishing? We have to keep this. This is a Hall of Famer. This is not the way I wanted things to go, the NPR guy is thinking, or whoever he represents. It's an NPR. He may not represent. It was broadcast on NPR. But he has that NPR voice. Now, this guy, this presumably NPR reporter, he doesn't enter this thing thinking, I'm going to distort reality. They're not mean-spirited in that way. It's just that the essence of leftism is a denial of unpleasant realities. The unpleasant reality is that most of Israel's neighbors hate Jews. And when it comes out on these rare, rare occasions that they actually have spontaneous reporting and the Arab involved does speak about burning Jews, they change it to Israelis. And now there's a swastika on his kite, on the 19-year-old's kite. So the guy says, you know, the Israelis portray you in a bad light when you do this, hoping that the guy will say, yeah, because they're misunderstanding. We're really equating them to Nazis. You know, some devious answer. So here we go.
The Jews go crazy for Hitler when they
By the way, it's the interpreter, the translator doesn't know English well enough to know crazy for means like, you like. I go crazy for pizza. So he meant crazy when or crazy about. Go ahead.
The Jews go crazy for Hitler when they see it.
The Israelis know that people are flying kites with swastikas. They know this. And they use it to discredit you, to say this shows you're bad people. What do you think about that? This is actually what we want them to know, he says, that we want to burn them. That is one of many views we've heard in the last few days in Gaza, where at least 60 people were killed yesterday in protests.
You hear how he changed it? Do you understand? This and NPR listeners think they get the real deal. This is a bad joke. This reporting is a joke, but it's a bad joke. You know, you look bad having swastikas on your kite. Wait a minute. We don't care. This is exactly our message. We want to burn the Jews.
We got to keep this.
This is actually what we want them to know.
Yes. Sorry, NPR.
That we want to burn them.
Yes, we want to burn the Jews, just like Hitler did. Hitler's our man. The swastika is our symbol. You're an NPR idiot. You're an NPR naive fool, which is, unfortunately, a naive fool is redundant in the case of the left. That's what he is. He's a sweet guy. I am sure this NPR guy is a sweet guy. And he's a naive fool. He thinks that these people he's talking to are fellow Western liberals who just happen to speak Arabic. That's what they believe. That's what your kids are taught. There is no distinction between West and East, or in this case, West and the Islamic world. Same values. Same values. This is priceless. No, in fact, we want to burn them. That's why we have a swastika. Because here, Hitler's our man.
That we want to burn them.
Yes, and not Israelis. We want to burn the Jews, Mr. NPR. Tell me this is that we should play this, I tell you, once a week. I really should. Well, let's keep this. This is so, so significant.
Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.